Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Would you give an old wedding ring to your new boyfriend? That is the Facebook message we got from Clarissa. Don't know if that's her real name or not. And she wants your help with this. Some advice from you. We'll talk about that coming up next. And look for your advice, too.
Elizabeth and Radar on the mix.
This is the Facebook message that Clarissa sent. This sounds like... That's a pretty juicy topic. You haven't seen this yet, so
no, I don't know what this is, right. And I'm interested because I've been through this where I was divorced and had a ring, and
okay,
then started a new relationship. And what do you do with the old ring?
Good, because I'm not a ring expert when it comes to the rings. You know, the ladies in my life usually just handle the jewelry and stuff. So okay, Clarissa writes to us, "Hey Elizabeth and Radar, I'm looking for advice from you and the other 99.1 The Mix listeners. My boyfriend and I have been together for 3 years now, and it's pretty much a given that we're going to get married." Well, here's the thing. It's my second marriage, and I still have my old wedding ring. So kind of like what you were saying.
Yeah.
Right? Is it okay for me to give this old ring to my current boyfriend and let him get some money for it to put towards a new ring? And here's the other problem. My boyfriend doesn't know that I have this old ring, so now I'm worried about telling him all about this ring. Ugh. I'm really struggling with this. What should I do? Please help, because I really need to know what to do. Again, that's signed Clarissa. She's got an old wedding ring from... her previous marriage, wants to know if she can give it to her boyfriend.
Clarissa,
what do you think?
Valid question.
Is it really?
Well, what comes to mind just from hearing that is people that I've known that did give their old wedding rings to their new significant others, and they use one guy took the diamonds and put it in a new setting. The other guy took the diamonds and turned it into earrings. I don't know. For sure, if they just use the money then to get a new ring. I'm from the school of you don't give your old wedding ring to your new man in hopes of him turning that into a new wedding ring.
Why not? I mean, that's
bad juju.
But that saves money.
No, use the money for something else.
But it's part of her life.
But the money for something else. See, when I was in that situation...
Yeah, what happened with you?
I didn't know what I was going to do with my old wedding ring, and then... Our divorce ended up turning into we needed divorce lawyers, and I needed to have like $3,500 cash to pay a lawyer. And so I went into the jewelry store, and my wedding ring, the money from that was used to pay for a divorce lawyer.
Oh, okay. I see. So you sold
it. Isn't that a weird turn of events?
Right. And then you used that money
for the ring. I used the money for that. But that's why I'm saying there's clearly something else they could use the money for. Use the money for a down payment on a house. Use the money for something. But to have that ring translate to a new ring, I don't know. I just think that's like bad juju. Producer Dave, what do you think?
I'm just a lowly 26-year-old unmarried man, so I've never had to deal with
So we do want to hear from you.
Exactly. I think if she's so worried about letting her now boyfriend know that she has this ring, maybe she goes and gets some money for the ring on her own and then maybe says like, hey, this is a gift from my mom or something. I know you're going to go get me a cool engagement ring. Because I feel like some people pick out their own engagement rings.
I don't think you want to promote lying.
Like that.
I don't think you want to promote lying.
Oh, well, she's lying by not telling him that she doesn't have the ring.
No.
She's withholding the truth. Right now.
No, I don't think that's a lie. I just think plain and simple, has this piece of jewelry and it's probably just never been mentioned. I mean, what's she going to, when you start in a relationship, do you say, okay, I want, you know, every piece of jewelry in my jewelry box and who it came from? I don't think Clarissa's lying.
I don't know. This is kind of a big
piece of jewelry,
though.
If you were to find jewelry from your spouse or boyfriend's ex in their jewelry bin, wouldn't that upset you if you didn't know about it?
I think he knows she's been married before.
Right.
It just probably never got brought up where the ring is.
Hmm.
I think we're getting off topic. I don't think the topic is she lying or not lying?
She doesn't know what to do.
She's lying. I was just saying she should get money for the ring on her own then if she's worried about letting him know about the ring. She clearly said she was worried about letting him know about the ring. So if you want money for it, go get it on
saying,
your own.
But by her getting the money and saying, oh, it was a gift from my mom, that's a lie.
Maybe she doesn't need to do that.
I got a bonus at work. I don't know. So 414-799-1099. What do you think Clarissa should do? Should she
use the money for something else?
Use the money for something else?
Don't use it towards a new ring.
As Elizabeth says, or put it towards a new ring. I don't know. It's part of her life, you know? It's part of her past.
Or our producer Dave said, get the money.
Get the money and go.
Give it to him, but don't tell him where the money came from.
414-799-1099. She needs your help. You can call right now. It's The Mix.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.